This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Morning all, and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A. The lights are up. One day away from the big event. Yeah, tomorrow is Molly's wedding day. So, flowers are coming today, tables are coming today, chairs are coming today, Portaloo, more importantly, is coming today. The fridge has been completely emptied and filled, mainly full of beer. Speech is written. A bit nervous. Anyhow, right, so what we got this week? David Batchelor said, "Hi Pete, who's selling the Arctics? I might be interested." That would be Steve Campbell. I'm not quite sure how do I give you Steve Campbell's number. Do you leave me your number and I pass it on to Steve Campbell? Which means you've got to put it in the comments. I'm not really sure. I can put my number out there. I don't really know. But if you are interested, and Steve, if you're listening, and it is the Arctics, if you want to sort of leave a few more comments, I'll see if I can hook you two up, that kind of thing. And while we're on the subject, I think Ken's dropped his van now to 11999. I think he's desperate to sell it because he says the loan payments are killing me. So, he paid 20K for that van. And there's no VAT on it. So, if anyone's interested, we did do the link to the van thing. I'll do it again. Give him a shout. I'd try and do the guy a favour. Just move it on for him, like, you know. Right, questions of the week. Now, questions of the week tend to be, I put the other question of the week, so it's really comment of the week or just ones that I'm going to make future videos about. So, free content for me. Thanks very much. Island Water Jet, he says, simply showing up puts you ahead of 90% of couriers. And I thought, it's not a good point there. I think there's a video in itself there, strangely enough. Matthew says, "Hi Pete," he likes videos. Just a quick question, how easy is it to get an invoice finance, and what is the process of obtaining this? Any pros and cons recommended in your experience? Well, there's a video in itself there right now. I've got a couple of weeks worth to clear, to be honest with you, but I'll try and get this out as fast as I can. And Abba Avdullah says, sorry if I got that wrong, how much percentage of your jobs is getting through the CX? Again, it's about a third through the CX, a third who are CX shippers but ring me directly or book me because they know me, and a third is kind of my own customers, or again another CX shipper who I don't actually go for the CX, I can use their own portal, which is HBC. It's about a third, I'd say. Right. So the big one this week is we did on stop telling people you're quoting at £3 a mile. Mick says, he said, "Pete, people need to use common sense, Pete. So many factors in pricing, and we have done videos on this before, and you're right, I've always said I wish I could just give you a graph. I'll do you a link on how much you should charge on the CX, if I can find it. It's just not that straightforward. What if the job's only going to 1 mile? What if the job's going to a place where you know you're going to be sat there for hours? What if it's going to a difficult place? What if it's going to somewhere you know you're not going to get out of, like Lincoln or Wales? What if it's going at like a night time, you know? Or what if you've got to be tipping, it's 8 o'clock at night? Not many people want to do that, so the job's worth more. There is so much more to it. But has he got a tower lift job? After a while, you even recognise the name of the firm. You know, 2 pallets, 2-ton pallets. You think, that's going to be a residential tip on some old lady's gravel driveway, and it's going to be stones or tiles, which I'm going to have to drag off with a pump truck. I really don't. That's not the same as rocking up at a distribution centre and a guy with a fork truck just takes 2 pallets off you in 5 minutes. You get to know these things. It's not that straightforward, but you are dead right, mate. Shane Hardy says, simple thing is to quote what you need on the job to pay And if you get it, you get it. You said it many times, Pete. You find the sweet spot. It's sort of, yeah, I've said before, if one of those jobs you don't like, I used to make him an offer I can't refuse. I make him a silly bid. And I thought, well, if the job comes in, you go, okay, well, I really don't want to do it, but for that money, I will. and vice versa. If it's a job I really want, I've driven all the way down to Portsmouth, and it turns out there's a job going from Portsmouth to Dunstable. I say, I'm going to give them that cheap because I want that job. What I would normally do is I would quote them real money and then ring them and go, oh, I just quoted that, how am I getting on? If that doesn't work, like, you know, just leave the cheapest bid, or if they don't answer, then I have to drop it. That's what I tend to do. So, Neptune Courier out there. Hello, my friend, how you doing? Oh, man, in Scotland. He says, charge whatever you want, only you know your costs. And it's important to know your costs, because otherwise you could be doing yourself in. He also says, I agree, cost is the key. Know and write down every single cost you can. Even when there's a shortage of work, you can handle the cost. You truly know when you can bid low. And it might just stop a good day becoming a bad day. Yeah, so that's it. I mean, that's good advice, I think. You know, sit down and do a month's worth of bank accounts. Something else we've got to do, how much it costs to run an 18-ton. You know, any month you can go, right, okay, my insurance this month was this. My hiring reward was this. My public liability was this. My transport manager was this. My parking was this. My diesel for the month was this. Divide it by, well, I don't know what, about 20 working days in the average month, aren't there? Divide it by 20 and go, this is how much it costs me a day. So admittedly, some of those are fixed costs and some of those are variable costs. If you don't run the vehicle, you don't have to pay the diesel. But if you do run the vehicle, if you don't run the vehicle, you will still have to pay your parking. You will have to still pay your transport manager. But yeah, important advice. Maybe we'll get onto that one sometime in the future. A lot to catch up on here. Derek O'Brien says, £3 a mile is not profitable for a truck of that size. You're better off staying in bed. Or is this people are getting at the moment in the UK? Well, I spoke to my mate Nick, the urban trucker, about this. And he said, I don't understand where people are getting this £3 not profitable. He said, I've run at 150. Admittedly, it's not, you know, that's not great. But I think £3 a mile is profitable. I mean, say, for example, I can get a job picking up in the morning, going to Liverpool, 172 miles. So you charge me £3 a mile. So I do that for £500. So you drive up to Liverpool, you get the job done in about 5-6 hours. Then you pick up another one in Liverpool, going half the way down to Derby or something like that, maybe Sheffield, and you might charge them £250. So that's £550, £600, £700, £800. It's £800 for a day's work. I'm going to do what? Quarter of a tank in diesel on that? 100, 150 quid's worth of diesel maybe? That's 650. The sort of raw profit before the other bits and pieces. That's profitable. I think that is profitable. I can't see how it's not. And also, I mean, from my point of view, like I said in the video, if you think, you know, it should be running £4 or £5 a mile, you crack on. Quote these jobs on the CX. Let me know how many you win. I don't think it's many. It seems to me that on the CX platform, £3 a mile seems to be kind of pretty much industry standard for an 18-ton. And I could be wrong. There could be a lot of people, yeah, you carry on thinking that, Pete, because we're getting YouTube. But I don't know. Every time I quote Dara, nothing happens. So now I'll kind of work on that. But like I say, all I've done is tell the truth. And that way you can do with it what you will. Right, we did one on going airside, which I thought, finally got to drive the truck to the airport. Like, you know, I'm sure, and then I thought, no, I've done this before, I've done Farnborough. And of course, the airside man, that sounds better than we've had before. Our man in the airport. Still haven't got that one right. Godzillas. He's our guy for this. He says, cool, welcome to my world, sort of. He said, nice little run to get in the area. For some reason, I was always looked after. I should be dead, but 100% of the time picked up something nice, go figure. Oh, yeah, because I literally got one next door. He says, okay, some areas of airports have a more lax restriction on them. The guy on the forks is your leader under instruction. I am allowed to give up to 6 people under my pass. So no doubt the chaps, the same as you, can run people in and out of paint shops and maintenance without no hassle. So just like I said, some areas are not quite so secure as others. I guess it's to do with bonded warehouses, tax, you know, also the possibility of like terrorism and stuff like that, I guess. He says, go into the more obscure bits of the airport briefly. They tend to be not so aimed on security. There's lines that define where you can and cannot cross without the need for security to sort of, you know, to sort of check you out. Like, I've dropped plenty of stuff off that's building products in the past in the same manner as your good self. And at my airport, there's an area where I can call in as a security person shows up and lets me in and out. It used to be lots and lots of football teams who wanted to avoid the unwashed in departures. It happens. It costs 30 quid a time to get security to open the gate. Okay, fair enough. He said, as for recording, it's fine as long as you don't record in security, at which point they would get rather snotty. It will be posted, no cameras, but most people show common sense given there's Google Earth and 300 people a day taking selfies before climbing into an aircraft. So there you go. We got airside. Fantastic. Leachy said, also been airside a few small airports. I've only taken small parts into the warehouse on site. Yeah, same as I did, really. I was collecting, but yeah. And Steve Campbell says, funny enough, been airside a few side of RAF bases. Yeah, they're kind of different. The RAF bases do a bit more security. You know, you sort of pull into the hut, and then there are two young Americans, like 18-year-old Americans with guns bigger than they are, standing in a mirror, and you pull in and they sort of walk around. But they're really nice. You just open the doors, open the back, like prisons. Open the doors, open the back doors. I don't want on prisons, don't we? Mirror underneath. Yeah, fine. On you go. And then you deliver the stuff and you come back out. All very pleasant. It's all lovely. Most people can't leave. Even when you go to these secure places, you think it's going to be a bit like, you know, sort of on the floor, knee in the back. Oh, what have you got? No, they're all lovely. Of course they are. You're bringing stuff for them. Why would they not? You're like Santa.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Right, so we're continuing with last week's one of, you know, comments on the business game wrong. So Mick says, he says, how much do you put aside for maintenance? How much do you suggest people put away for maintenance? The way it works for me, or is starting to work for me, because it takes a while to kick into gear, because you've got to bear in mind for the first 2 months, because I'm only factoring a third of my invoices I'm not factoring. I'm still waiting for those to kick in. So I'm only at like two-thirds power at the moment. But it's to do with the tax and stuff like that and how much I need to draw out and dividends and payroll. But the way I'm trying to do it is half for me, half stays. And the remaining half that stays, that's going to pay tax, national insurance, diesel, wear and tear, parts, all that. And hopefully be a little bit left over and it's going to start to accumulate rainy day money, something goes wrong and a replacement truck. So that's the way I do it, 50-50. But again, we're coming back to knowing your costs. I think the fairness, in a van maybe, you could certainly draw, I'd say 65, leave 35 behind, maybe 60, 40. I would say take out the minimum that you can, leave as much in as you can. A, it's going to pay a lower tax, and B, you've got it sitting there in case anything goes wrong. UseOC says, it says the high interest rates from bank and the high lending rates rates on vans, which is the issue. Difficult to start a business in the current economic climate. You can end up with cash flow issues if suppliers are late with payments. And that is a problem with the CX, the fact that you can be waiting a long time for your dough, which comes back to the factoring company, which we will get onto in another video later date. He also says, if you're looking to get in the courier business, I suggest anyone to initially hire a vehicle for short term and to access this line of work. It might cost you a bit more, but if you don't like it, you can just sort of just trade it, but just drop it back in. You can lose too much if you've got an asset to sell, which is the problem Ken's got with that van, because you gave too much of a van. I would say don't try and start off. Don't be all the gear and no idea. Don't go straight out and buy yourself a £30,000-£40,000 full custom. Just get the best van you can buy for a few grand. 4K, 5K, you know, sort of a tidy-ish loot. And if you can, you can't get them for £5,000 anymore. It's probably more like 10. But just try and shop around, get the best. I had a right result with my lorry. Get the cheapest one you can. And if you like it, you can always chop it in or you can sell it. You ain't paid a lot for it, so you're going to get most of your money back. And then start thinking. And that way you can go, well, I tried this van. Actually, the big van doesn't suit me. It doesn't fit the driveway. It doesn't fit the clothes. I really want a small van. Or, you know, I've got a little van, but if I'd have got the loot and with a curtain, I'd be getting better jobs. You work it out as you go, but I would say if you're going to try it, and renting is always, I hate renting. They want contracts, and then you take it back in, and this isn't right, and that isn't right. And if you're leasing or stuff, I hate it. But I would say try it, start on the most basic package on the CX, cheapest van you can get that's going to be reliable. And then once you know what you're doing a little bit more, work it out from that point, I would say. Just my thoughts, you know. Rob Leary says, sadly, the state of the country, a Union Jack, back to front, that doesn't end the distress. About right for a new government. About right for what the new government is doing to our once proud nation. Rob Leary, I think we are still a proud nation. I did one on the flag, which I'm proud of. I'll do a link. I think we're still a proud nation, mate. Government, I mean, governments come and go. The governments are not, as my friend Stan says, it's a bit like, you know, it's like trying to work out, you know, having an argument about which way the sun lounges go on an ocean liner. Have about as much impact on, you know. I remember once there was a spitting image sketch, and he says, "Vote for your Euro MP. It's probably more important than going down to shops for kitchen roll." Pretty much puts it in perspective, doesn't it? You let them get on with it, you get on with you. Jazzman says the CX, and they employ day rate drivers. Crazy. I don't actually know what that means, but I've read it out anyway. Paul Oldfield, hello mate, how you doing? He said, Pete, hindsight is the thing, you know, where you get it wrong, but you're under no obligation to put it out there. Good luck. Yeah, in hindsight, I have 20/20 vision. But, you know, it's sort of, as I've always said, life is a great teacher, but the school fees are high. Bell Sization, he says, Pete, you don't have to apologise, mate. He said, I operate trucks and trailers myself, and there have been weeks where I felt like throwing the towel in and going to work for the man. I've done a video, I've recorded it, it's coming out, working for the man, yeah. You didn't fail. You press pause, you assess the ground and got going again. It's not how hard you get hit, it's how hard you hit and keep getting up, something like that. Somebody said that. I believe that was, not Buster Merrifield, what was the guy's name? He used to play the Penguin in the old Batman film, in the old sort of, and the Batman, the TV series. It's Rocky's trainer. And it's the difference between a fighter and a boxer. I'm going to do a video on that. Got a lot of videos, don't I? So he says, P.S., what I did, to be honest with the drivers, told them I couldn't pay them for the next week, but their money would come. And it's only because I was honest from day one, they've always been paid. Then I took an agency job for 3 weeks and made 100% sure the money will be coming in next Friday. Mate, yeah, we do what we do, don't we, really? This is why it's quite good to be on my own. Because, you know, when I had people, when I was doing the markets, I had people. When I had lorry drivers, I had people. I always felt very responsible. And it's like, you can't let them down. These people have got families. They need to get paid. They need to get sorted. And it's extra stress. Whereas it's just you. You just do you, like, you know. There's nobody depending on you. And if there's no one depending on you, you can't let them down. It just seems to suit you better this way. Not that I ever did. Bell says, he also goes on to say, now, I think he says make, but I think he means take here. He says, I make $3,400 a week in the Arctic. I'm okay. Anything over is a bonus, but that would include one or two nights out. £600 minimum a day with a maximum of 370 miles. Some day I get 1,500 quid. Some days I get 300 quid. That sounds like me. Yeah, I my target is 600 a day. Now, it used to be 5, but I know I can do more because I can work harder, but that does tend to include nights out because, you know, you've got to take the next job. And like I say, some days I'll have a smasher. Some days I'll get like I can do it sometimes where it takes a day and a morning, and start on say Tuesday, and by Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock I'm on a grand. But then you can guarantee Tuesday you don't get another £600. You get like three. You and I probably could work harder. I might have to. You know, I must pay for the wedding. But no, we'll see. Rock God says, if my record was 2,500 per mile. Problem was the job was 0.1 miles from one side of the warehouse to the other, so I got £250. Yeah, that's it. So you see, that's an Arctic. So, you know, you go a minimum charge. I spoke to a geezer. He said, my Arctic doesn't leave the yard for less than £350. So he would have said to him, I said, you know, we need to move 26 pallets from one side of the warehouse to the other, £350. Well, I'll drag him across myself. No, but, you know, sort of. But, yeah, I get that. I think I've done the same once in a Luton van. I've got £100. And I had to drive, like, three pallets. I drove it out the gate, I turn right, and I turned immediate right and drove into another gate and went, I've got three pallets for you. £100. Now, that was not in a Luton. That was in 7.5 ton. And it wasn't three pallets. It was eight pallets. But it did. I said, if there had been a gate in the fence, I could have walked from where I was picking up to where I was dropping off quicker than driven it. So, right, the wise guys this week. Tazboy says, 95% of insurance won't do add-on insurance from Amazon Flex or Uber unless you've got business insurance on your main user, so be aware. There you go. And then this week's miscellaneous. Mick says, I used to have HiFi, but I'm on this thing now. I don't think the camera's great. I might try and upgrade it at some stage, but it works. And it's a little bit slow sometimes. This is the A14 5G. It cost me £125. Back in the days, I was paying that a month on a phone bill. I love it. It's great. I've got a screen protector on in case I drop it, which is a bit annoying because you get the bubbles. Painful. But I just don't want to reprogram it. But hey, it works. I mean, like I say, the camera's not great. It's okay. So, yeah. ASAP Ibers is now minus £38. If I want a phone, I just buy it outright and trade it in. I could go a little bit more. You could buy the 250. I mean, £125 for a phone that I use all day, every day is probably too cheap. I probably could get a £250, £250 one. You get the A56 or something like that. And stick this one in a drawer and have a spare. Maybe. But at the moment, it's heads down. Shoulder to the wheel, guys. Nose to the grindstone and all that. Dale Steele says, I could have sworn you trained to be a transport manager. No, it's too long and too complicated and cost too much money. No, I have Nick. Hello, Nick, how you doing, mate? He's a godsend. He's looking after me. Admittedly, we have an arrangement, which is I do not infringe, and I do not infringe. But that suits me fine as well. I want to keep my licence. If I get pulled by Vosa, I want them to see a card that's green lights all the way. So. And that brings us on to the update from Steve Campbell this week. So this is the update from Steve Campbell this week, the nefarious Steve Campbell. Hello, Steve. He says, I'm out in Sheffield at the moment getting loaded for John Lewis MK17. Ooh, the two postcodes you do not want to hear. MK17 and ST10 or 14. Lewis's stroke, Waitrose. Waitrose is worse. And JCB. Shipping is a lot harder than I thought. Because he's doing it because I think his boss is unwell. He said, I'm on holiday this week, allegedly, so I can have my birthday week off. My first day off yesterday, I woke up at 7 a.m. with a missed call at 3:26 from TM and the driver that does the night trunk to Edinburgh, and WhatsApp of my boss's daughter at 6:50. I rang to see what's up. Turned out John had a water leak and can't drive the truck, so he transshipped from a curtain to a box to get to Edinburgh to load four pallets out of his truck in Carlisle. So the jobs I did on my first day off was to come into the yard, find the leak, found the leak, change the hose, still leaking. Turns out to need a water pump, ordered one. Gone to start the gas fault truck off to load the pallets off the truck and onto another one for the delivery to Carlisle today. But the fault truck wouldn't start, so fired up the big diesel fault truck instead. Then our old fella had a bar at the front of the curtain. remove the mechanism to free up the bar, put it back together. Then he tells me that it rains to get his load, so his load was wet. I think basically the poor man's having a bit of a nightmare. Not much of a day off, is it, Steve? Doesn't seem to be. So, anyway, let's hope you're having a bit of a day off right now. I'm having a day off right now. It's Friday, and I'm actually not working. There was a job as well. Oh, you can guarantee it, can't you? I looked on it, and it was Friday. Dunstable to Hemel Hempstead. And I thought, that would be ideal for me. Can I squeeze it in? And then I thought, well it's picking up at 8 and tipping at 11. The porter is coming at 10. The tables are coming at 10. The chairs are coming at 10. And I thought, well, I'm going to get phone calls. And I was going, where are you, Dad? I'm on a bay in Hemel. I don't think I'd have been very popular. So, anyhow. And finally, Scrappy Co says, interesting recommendation, because he watched the video on running at £3 a mile. Pretty much solely watched running and cycling videos, and YouTube thinks, hey, this video is about running. He'll probably like this. No idea what any of this is about. Well, thanks for watching anyway. I did get a nice pair of trail running shoes. Got the red shoes. Make me run faster. Like the, what's her name? Moira Shearer in the red shoes. I only know that because I've got a picture of the red shoes over there. But yeah, I don't think it's going to have any impact whatsoever. I was going to run that day, but I've got so much to do. Got to get this done, haven't I? And finally, in conclusion this week, I forget who said, the lane departure system. Chris Hardy says, I always thought I had a malfunction with my van. First thing you do with a lane departure system, turn it off. I remember I got in a mixed 26 tonne, and the first thing he showed me how to adjust the steering wheel or the seat or turn it on, he went, and by the way, this button here turns off the lane departure system. It's just tedious. Right, there we go, guys. I am going to go and upload this now, and then everybody will be around in about 20 minutes, and then it's all systems go. Father the bride speech. Wish me luck. And when it's all over on Monday, back to taking care and taking money.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.